Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. Let's pray for that all together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of the Tokyo Antique Church. We now give 1/10 of our income as a token of thanksgiving to you. Thank you for your abundant blessings. And you possess all things, and you possess each one of us. And we praise you, and as a token of that faith, we give you this 1/10 of our income. Please consecrate this money and use it for your advancement. In the name of Jesus, we pray. April 29th, we are going to have the Kokoro Gospel Concert. We have a new movie of the concert, so let's take a look.
はい、どうもありがとうございました。コールゴスペルはプレゼントとして神様でも用いてくださっています。
God is using it. Directly, indirectly, we and another meaning and the purpose of the concert is a spiritual battle.The work of the revival is going on, and those who are touched by the praise and worship, they will be saved. Somebody asked why we don't give the evangelism directly. We have done it. I've done it when I was young. And what we learned from that, it is not suited for the Japanese church. When we have a funeral ceremony and the wedding ceremony, we give the we directly evangelize the people. In the Philippines and Ghana, we evangelize. evangelize directly. So when the team goes those countries, we do the direct evangelization. In Japan, culturally, it is not accepted. So we evangelize indirectly through the concert. And also there is a spiritual battle. And when the time comes, the work is going to advance very quickly. We have a short movie, introductory movie of the Hakuba camp. This is for the summer Hakuba camp.
いや、去年よりも多いかもしれない。 続々と集まっています。皆さんこんにちは。ただいまより第18回 J ゴスペルコンテストついに開幕です。今年はスプレンダーから始まります。優勝を果たされました。エルサレムに来ていただきました。おめでとうございます。はい、涙ぐむ場面もありましたが、どういった心境でしたか？
涙ぐむ場面は全然考えてなかったんですけど、やっぱり賞状いただいたりとかトロフィーいただいたりとかして実感が加えてきたら、やっぱり1位っていうのは重いなと思うと、こうなんか言葉に詰まりました。
はい、改めましておめでとうございます。ありがとうございます。
さあ、この後グランドチャンピオン大会で殿堂入りのギフトと優勝者のエルサレムが登場します。 ました。
In the camp, the Holy Spirit works very strongly. And this camp has special spiritual blessings. God speaks to us through the camp, and people are saved and healed. And as a foundation of the revival, God is going to use this camp. During the Akube camp, many things are going to happen. The pouring of the Holy Spirit is very strong. Please bring your friends and come and join us. We have a short movie which won the 6th place of the film festival in Hakuba camp.
カンボジアの礎の石孤児院を初めて訪れたのは2000年。建物も小さく、子供も数名しかいない頃でした。当時の私は海外に興味がありましたが、子供が得意というわけでもなく、孤児院を訪れる教会からのツアーに加わっている自分が不思議だったことを覚えています。そんな私が16年近い年月を経て、再び孤児院を訪れることになるとき、私を押し出した言葉がありました。なぜ私がなそうとしている素晴らしい計画、奇跡に期待しないのか、それを見るものにならないかという神様からの迫られるような思いと、さあ行きなさい、あなたが信じた通りになるようにという聖書の言葉でした。その年からここ数年毎年ツアーに参加しています。その中で願っていた子供たちとゴスペルを歌う賛美の時間、ピアノのレッスンをさせていただく機会も与えられてきました。そして昨年2018年1月、初めて作詞作曲のセミナーを子供たちにとのお話をいただきました。カンボジアの孤児院から新しい賛美、歌が生まれると礼拝の中でも言われていましたし、必ずそうなると信じ祈っていたので、喜んで引き受けました。でも急に不安にもなりました。一体何を教えられるんだろうかと。音楽を専門に学んできたわけでもなく、もっとふさわしい方がいるように思えたからです。でも何を語ったらよいかを神様に祈り聞きました。そしてまず、人前で歌を歌うこと自体苦手だった私が、どのようにして賛美を歌うようになり、作詞作曲を始めたかという体験談を語り、新しい賛美が生まれるって言葉がみんなにはあるのだから、ただ信じて踏み出しましょう、祈り求めるなら神様は鼻歌で新しい賛美を与えてくれるよと伝えました。そして最後に宿題を一つ、短くても途中まででもいいから曲を作って録音して私に送ってと。メロディーや歌詞はこうやって作るなどの具体的な話はほぼしなかったのですが、なんと日本に帰って数日後、カンボジアから動画が届きました。そこにはクメール語で新しい賛美を歌う子供たちの姿が映っていたのです。
Prayer, Jesus, Prayer, Jesus, Trong Chia Prayer.
この動画はワンフレーズでもなく、なんと一曲まるまる完成した形で送られてきたのです。本当にこれは神様からだと思い感動しました。そしてセミナーの中でも、賛美をまず受け取れば、あとは助け手が必ず与えられますと言っていた通りに、私が苦戦していた楽や桶を作る作業に最高の助け手が与えられ、この曲を神様が祝福してくださっていることをそこでも深く感じました。カンボジア孤児院の皆さんの手で行われた初めてのレコーディングも、手探りの中素晴らしく守られ、毎年1冊発売される歌集風の響き6集への応募締め切りにも間に合い、この曲がなんと掲載されることにもなりました。この曲も CD となり、今では日本全国の礼拝の中で歌われています。
フノガです。
子供たちが信じて踏み出した一歩を、神様は豊かに祝福してくださいました。神様は本当に素晴らしい方です。さらにこれは始まりであり、これからさらに多くの奇跡を、そして多くの実を結ぶのを必ず見るでしょう。
神様は私の愛し、
this Akuba camp and children from Cambodia. the orphans are coming. 4 or 5 orphans. We are looking forward to it. I'm surprised that when I went to the Cambodia, they were praying so that they could come to Hakuba camp. The band was, professional band was helped us and supported them, and they were able to come once. But they were praying, and now they can come, and their prayers were answered. Through the offense, God told us that we are going to have many praise and worship songs. God becoming a God's child is a wonderful thing. God speaks to us, it's a blessing. And we receive words of love, and God gives us the very best thing for our lives. And God gives us the plan. When I had no interest in the overseas mission work, God suddenly spoke to me that you are going overseas mission work. God speaks to us through prophecy and through Bible reading. Important point is that God speaks to our inner mind, in our heart. Because the Holy Spirit is indwelling us, so in each one of us, there's a Holy Spirit, and He speaks to us from within. We had a spiritual battle in Hokkaido.
Thank you.
God spoke to us clearly that there is going to be an accident. We pray so that no accidents happen, but it happens. So we prayed so that no one will be hurt or dead. And on the highway, while we were driving, we saw a great big deer. And we were protected because we prayed. If God speaks to us negatively, we should pray about it. By prayer, we are protected. When I went to Sendai, we went around the local cities. And in the morning devotion, God told me that there's going to be a traffic accident. So, but I didn't tell this to anybody because they would be afraid and even panicked. So I kept it secret. Then after the meeting, I went visited a believer of the church, and on the way back home, we were driving. I was sitting here. And Psalm 34, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. In our life, many troubles and hardships are hardships happen. But when that happens, God helps us. And we need to prayer to receive that help. And through prayer, we receive God's even if you are loved by God, if you don't pray, you won't see the salvation solution to the problem. Sometimes I realize that I wasn't praying. And please remember that prayer is special blessings to Christians. When I first began to go to church, I made a mistake. I thought that holy people will be answered their prayers. But I found it, it was a mistake. God can accept the sinners, but Jesus put Jesus Christ, His Son, on the cross, and He died for our sins. So if we believe Jesus and the substitutionary death for us, our sins will be forgiven. And the sanctification is very important. It's not, it's a result, and it is not a condition to receive the blessings from Him. And sinners, even if we repent our sins, God answers our prayer. God loves the repentant sinner. And I realized in my early Christian life that my prayers are answered. And I wondered why, because I'm a sinner, but my prayers is answered. It's because of this principle. If we can repent our sins and believe in Jesus' cross, there is a grace there. So ask the Lord boldly. And sanctification is an important point, but it is not the condition for the blessings. It is the result of the it is a result of our faith. If God God leads us, and we will be sanctified, and through the Holy Spirit, we are sanctified. And in heaven, we will be completely sanctified, and we will be glorified. So it's important to seek the sanctification. But the point of the blessing is the cross of Jesus. Somebody speaks what he should not be speaking. he makes mistakes, the same mistake many times. Somebody here does not have confidence. Seek God's guidance, and even if you don't like it, if God tells you to do, do it. Now let's have some time of repentance. We're going to pray for the sick. Please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us, our hearts and our body. Be healed in the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed, be healed. Somebody's throat has been healed. Somebody's headache has been healed. Somebody's lower back has been healed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please stand up. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.